Well, was he somebody who was from around this area?
Yes, he was raised in and around here. He just preached till he got too old to preach.
Uh-huh. Well, will you describe the service for me? What happened first and, you know, what order the different parts of the service went in, when the preaching came and when the singing came and this kind of thing?
Well, we didn't have preaching at 11, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't used to have too much Sunday school, but all churches most have Sunday school now, you know. That's getting Sunday school at 10, preaching at 11. Such as that, one of a great while of singing, prayer meeting, something like that.
Well, now, what's the difference between a regular service and a prayer meeting?
Well, a regular service, they preach and all, and a prayer meeting, it's mostly a prayer meeting and a testimony meeting. That's generally about what that is.
Uh-huh. Well, did you have a lot of brothers and sisters?
I had one brother and one sister to live. I've now got one sister alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you all divide up the farm work when you were coming along?
Well, we just done together, me and my brother. My younger sister wasn't old enough to do nothing. Me and my brother done. We'd hitch up old horses and we'd haul up corn. We'd get up wood. We'd haul up cotton. Do most anything we was to do.
Well, about how old were you when you started working around the farm and helping your parents?
I don't know. I guess as quick as it got big enough, we went hoeing cotton and picking up corn stalks, doing tricks like that, I reckon. I don't know how old I was.
Well, how'd you have time to go to school?
We had school 7 months.
Uh-huh.
If we needed it home, we had to work in the field, we just kept it home. That's how we got our schooling.
Mm-hmm. Well, was the school pretty close to where you lived?
About a mile and a half, I guess, from where I live.
Did you walk?
I did. Well, no other way to get there.
Well, then, did you stay for lunch at school? Or?
We didn't have no lunch. We took our lunch.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll tell her about the little boy taking his lunch in the soup bucket.
What? Tell me.
Little boy, he never had nothing but syrup and bread for his lunch, you know, and he had a little half-gallon syrup bucket, and they pulled the syrup about foot deep in the bottom of the bucket and put him two or three biscuits in there, and by the time he got ready to eat, that syrup had soaked in them biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
He'd eat them for his dinner, and he'd chewed tobacco, and that evening he'd take his little lunch bucket and set it down and use it to steady him. Next morning he'd bring his syrup and biscuits back in it. Now, that's serving lunch at school, you see. Afraid of germs and things, and they're as healthy as little pigs.
Uh-huh. Well, what else can you tell me about the old days? Was transportation pretty good? Were there pretty good roads?
No. We had some places real bad roads. Well, if it was bad rainy weather and things, you couldn't hardly get over them, you know.
Did you ever get stuck anywhere?
No, I don't know if they ever did.
Uh-huh.
Now, why don't you tell me if you've been taken?